here to deliver your March 1st, 2021 edition of CNN 10. I'm Carl Azus. Hope you had a good weekend. It was over that weekend that the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Biden administration's proposed stimulus package for the U.S. economy. It is not yet law. It must first pass the Senate, and President Joe Biden has asked that chamber to take quick action on the legislation. This is the third major spending effort by the U.S. government to try to confront the economic problems triggered by the coronavirus pandemic. The two other stimulus packages came last year under then-President Donald Trump. In March, he signed one costing $2.2 trillion. In December, he signed another costing $900 billion. President Biden's proposed stimulus plan would cost $1.9 trillion.
We have no time to waste. If we act now, decisively, quickly, and boldly, we can finally get ahead of this virus. We can finally get our economy moving again. And the people of this country have suffered far too much for too long. We need to relieve that suffering.
On Saturday, the House voted 219 to 212 to move the bill forward. All of the votes to pass it came from Democrats, but two Democrats joined all 210 Republicans in voting against the bill.